Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hear me! Hear me, people! Listen up! I transmit, if my calculations are correct, you are listening in or around the time of the summer solstice. Well, good for you. There are no days here, just equally long nights of 24 hours. I transmit from a time when your world is a pile of dust, then the moon flies randomly through space. So, happy summer solstice. I'm barbecuing. In your future, man will discover the secrets buried within a tank of purified water deep below the earth. But he won't like what he discovers!
Ladies and gentlemen, please settle down. We'll get to your questions in time. We have a statement to be made today, so let's welcome to the podium Professor Arthur Carstairs.
Hello, everyone. Please, one at a time. First of all, I'd like to make a small statement just to give everyone a baseline for what it is we're discussing today. About 4 hours ago, we were conducting a high-energy experiment in an isolated chamber 16 kilometers beneath the Earth. That's right. That is absolutely right. In the purified water tank that detects cosmic radiation. Yes, the neutrinos. I hear you. I hear you back there. Yes, the neutrinos. We've made a discovery. Calm down, everyone. Calm down. We've made a discovery. Reality, as we understand it, is coming undone.
Question over here.
Yes, please. Ask your question.
Representing the Martian Chronicle, wondering why were you doing this?
Years ago, we had suspected that the nature of reality was digital in its essence, that there was a granularity if you went far enough down to examine the structure of time and space. Am I going too fast for you?
Kind of, but I can only write so fast.
Okay, so basically what we found is that there is a digital, granular nature to time and space, and we found a gap in one of those grains. And that's led to a chain reaction. We have about 12 minutes.
I'm sorry?
We have about 12 minutes until all of reality comes unraveled.
Question over here.
Yes, I see you, Greg.
Yeah, Greg from the News of the Now.
Yeah, I read your publications, great. I loved your article on FLARC 2 weeks ago.
Well, thanks. It was years of hard journalism.
Absolute, kind of like a Me Too moment for the 2200s.
Yeah, can we go back to my question?
Of course, Greg, please ask your question. We only have 12 minutes.
Do you have any statement on the allegations that you've had an affair with a Venusian android?
Well, I hardly think that's germane to what we're talking about here. It's not a denial. I'm not denying that that happened.
Actually, that was the next question from the Martian Chronicle we were going to ask you as well. So, well done, Greg. Great reporting again.
It's a lot of hard journalism that I worked on, and I don't know if a gap in the fundamental nature of reality is a reason to evade the question.
I have a loving wife and 3 children who mean everything to me, and I just wanted to say that out the gate. And yes, it was a minor indiscretion with the Venusian android. We were both hopped up on methane at the time. I can't make any excuses other than that. My wife and I have been to counseling. We've already resolved many of these issues. My children, Don't talk to me right now, but I'm working on that.
Okay. I have a question over here.
Yes, over there.
The Toronto Sun, the newspaper with pictures.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
What I want to know is this gap you found in a granularity of time and
that's
space.
That's right, yes.
Has the problem been that you've torn it? Or is the gap a tear in the fabric of reality, or have you torn that gap open further?
That's a great question, Toronto-san. You're all familiar, I don't really need to educate you, and I don't want to assume that you don't know, but you're all familiar with the Heisenberg Principle? Can anyone sort of rephrase...
From Breaking Bad?
No, not that one, although it's a great show. I binged that. I shouldn't have binged it because it was actually depressing to watch that much content at one time.
Are you talking about the principle wherein observing a situation changes its outcome?
Precisely. Good job, Greg. If we had more than, well, let's see, 10 minutes and 12 seconds right now, I would be putting you up for the Pulitzer.
Well, thank you. Actually, I'm actually up for a Pulitzer for my journalism investigating your affair with a Venusian android.
Answer the question!
Wow.
I'd like to get back to that for a second. There's allegations by the Venusian android.
Uh-huh.
The Venusian android, who has a name, by the way. It's Carla. Oh,
I know her name.
She alleges that you reprogrammed her to have an affair.
That is absolutely, I fundamentally and categorically deny that allegation.
She was your student.
Yeah, I have a question for Greg.
Yeah.
Greg, do you think that this Venusian android came through the gap or tear, if you will, in reality that the professor was speaking of earlier?
Well, we'd have to ask her, but I think it's more likely that Professor Carstairs has actually engineered this gap in the fundamental nature of reality to avoid addressing this issue.
Wow, that is a bold statement, Greg.
And, do you think this is a distraction technique? Greg, sorry, my question's for Greg. Do you think this is a distraction technique on the part of the professor?
You know, I don't want to editorialize because I'm a journalist. I don't like to insert my own opinion, but if I'm stepping back and just taking a look at the situation, I think it's a little putting the cart before the horse to take the entire universe down with him just to avoid dealing with this affair with a Venusian android.
Wow. Okay, all right. Well, it's obvious that we can't progress or make any progress until I've cleared the air here. It was a consensual relationship. It was ill-advised, given the differential in our power structure. I was tutoring her, and I suppose that differential made her agree to have an affair with me. I apologize. I've apologized to my wife, my children. I'm trying to repair that relationship with them, but I don't know what else I can say.
Question for the professor.
Yes, please.
Given the allegations by Greg that this is an engineered distraction from your affair with the Venusian android,
is it true that this gap in the space-time reality is in fact you trying to go back in time to prevent us all from finding out about this affair?
You've seen through my ruse. I have to admit that, yes, given the short amount of time that we actually have left, I might as well come clean.
About 4 minutes.
Yes, about 4 minutes. That's, I had built what you may call, with your crude descriptions, a cosmic treadmill.
Is this an exercise machine? Are we talking about
exercise
now?
Were you trying to get fit to impress this Venusian android?
Well, essentially, I was trying to build a machine that would, of course, on one hand, increase my cardiovascular abilities, but at the same time, allow me to travel the slipstream of time into the past so that I could actually undo this relationship with Carla and save my life from the hell it's become.
So, going from this, have you doomed our reality to extinction because of your vain attempt to sweep this under the rug?
Yes.
I mean, for journalistic purposes, yes, I want to hear that, but for staying alive purposes, I don't want to hear that.
Well, I wish there was something I could do. The cosmic treadmill was never fully completed, and I'm missing a crucial part. And if there was some way, and I don't think that there's any way...
I have that part!
We'll continue with more Illusionoid right after this.
That's right. My name is Carla. I am a Venusian android. I was built by the Venusian Cybernetics Corporation of Venus, the planet of love. And my purpose was just to study temporal physics.
Carly, you don't need to do this. You don't need to do this. You don't need to subject yourself to their scrutiny.
I am here on my own volition as a sentient android. And I am here to confirm that, yes, I was programmed to love Professor Carstairs.
Oh, what a scoop!
But I also have the single part that Professor Carstairs needs to complete his cosmic treadmill.
Carla, you don't know what you're saying. That part that you have...
You can say it.
It makes you who you are.
It's my uterus.
I have a question now for the android.
Yes, I have time for one.
So, okay, but about 3 minutes until this 12-minute time limit's up. So the inside of you, your biomechanical uterus, is the part that's missing from his cosmic treadmill to go back in time to stop this from ever happening?
Yes, that's correct. Was there a follow-up to that question?
No, I'm just trying to clear it up, mostly because this seems like it's a loop of some sort. Like, had you never arrived, this would have never happened.
Exactly. I think just by investigating the nature of reality with the scrutiny I applied, I've created a, I guess you could call it a paradox here.
It's Greg from News of the Now.
Oh, hey, he's good.
You're very good. If the clock wasn't ticking on us right now, I would be writing a letter, handwritten, mind you, to the Pulitzer Committee to nominate you for a prize.
Thank you. If we could just hold off on, I only have a few minutes to print the story.
Right, of course.
You know, the story's got I have a deadline of, what was it, 2 minutes?
Something like that.
Okay. You're making it sound like you had an affair with this android specifically so that you could complete a time machine and go back in time to prevent the affair.
Yes. Yes, it gets more and more nefarious, doesn't it?
And why a treadmill?
Why a treadmill?
Are you trying to get thin to impress this android, Carla?
Hey, you called me vain a moment ago. Yes, yes.
I have a name.
I said Carla.
Thank you. Sorry, go on.
So, Carla, are you... We have very limited time now. You know that...
Like a minute and a half!
The removing your uterus would essentially render you a eunuch.
I never planned on having children anyway.
You always dreamed of having a small, small android to call your own. Raise and imbue with the values that you hold dear.
Arthur, you gave me those dreams.
I did.
You programmed them into me, and one day I woke up and realized those dreams weren't mine. I was living your dreams.
The ultimate violation. To impregnate you with my dreams and desires.
I have dreams and desires of my own.
Name one.
To ride a horse.
Yes. If only there were horses.
Well, that's why I want to go back in time as well.
Guys, about 30 seconds or so.
Well,
go back in time to prevent this affair and save your family and send me farther back in time to a day where horses ran wild on the earth so that I may live my dream too.
It's a deal. Everyone into the hyper elevator down to the purified water tank.
All of us?
All of us.
Oh my God.
You're forgetting one thing.
What's that? Oh, the squeaky door in your abdomen.
That's it, which you forgot to oil.
Oh, God.
Too many repeated openings and closings.
What a selfish lover I was. Give me that glistening biomechanical orb in your stomach.
Do not command me.
Please.
I will give it to you of my own free will, thank you. Here it is.
Thank you.
Plug it into the treadmill.
Here. It's working. It's pulsing. It's pulsing with life that I could never put inside of it.
News from the Now?
Yes, go!
Professor Carstairs, are your children proud of you today?
Oh, God. If I could have a conversation right now with them, what would I say? I'd say, hey, kids.
They're right here.
Oh!
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hey, guys. Listen, your dad's not perfect, okay?
Yeah, he's going through some kind of midlife crisis.
Yeah, hey, enough of that, all right? With the sharp tongue. I'm trying to open up to you here. This could be it for us.
Yeah, in about 15 seconds.
This could be it for everybody.
Start running, Dad.
Oh, treadmill. Goddamn, why did I make it a treadmill and not an elliptical? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Clarification on how this works. You just have to run?
Yes, I have to run. Run for my life.
Run from your life, more like.
Run for all of our lives. It's reaching critical mass. Everyone, hold hands.
Oh,
hold hands, everyone. Oh. Say it with me.
Say what
with you.
What do you want us to say?
What do you want us to say?
Are we guessing?
No, we're saying...
Light out of three. Let's all just say it.
One, two, three.
Let's
go back in. We're
It worked.
It worked. The gap in reality is closing. Look, it's suturing itself. Like some kind of backwoods surgeon.
Huh. Question?
Yes.
So where are we now?
This, my friends, is the gap in reality. The space between worlds. Where we must stay forever in order to seal the breach.
We're the suture?
Yes. We are the suture, all of us. That's why I had you hold hands. It wasn't because I was being sentimental. It's because we needed to pool our life force in order to close this fissure.
So you needed to bring journalists with you for this?
Only men and women.
Thank you.
Of the highest level of integrity would work to close this gap. I am sorry. Again, I feel like I'm apologizing all day. I'm sorry for dooming you to this life in null space.
One final question.
Please, go ahead.
Now that we're all in this null space, living life together through eternity in the gap, guess we're gonna have to watch you do it with this android?
Wait, where did she go?
Ride, Shadowfax! As fast as you like!
She found a horse!
There she goes. You know, I wish her all the best. She was... good for me.
Perhaps this was her plan all along, to get you to do this so she could ride a horse.
You're saying that without my knowing, I was the cosmic pawn in all of this?
It looks like it. Because she ain't coming back.
Dang.
Free! I am finally free!
Meet the Galactic Press, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Greg and Carla the Venusian Android, Lee Smart as Arthur Carstairs, and Nug Nargang as the MC, the Martian Chronicle reporter, the Toronto Sun reporter, and the Carstairs kids. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green, or a Carstairs Labs t-shirt at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirts of the doomed future are available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is part of the E1 Podcast Network. Check out all the other podcasts on the network, such as Sick Boy, Our Fake History, and Nobody Cares with Ann T. Donahue. Check them all out at entertainmentonepodcast.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on...
Illusionoid.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.